The Advantage Podcast with Dave Martin is for the exclusive use of Financial Supermarkets member institutions. It begins now.
Greetings, FSI member institutions. I'm Dave Martin, and I am happy to be back with you for just a few minutes today to talk about perseverance and belief in yourself. Okay, hold on that one just a minute. There was a TV commercial featuring recent NBA MVP and world champion Steph Curry running during the NBA playoffs this year that caught my eye and ear. In it, an older man recited a verse, and it brought back memories. I used that exact quote in my first newsletter over 20 years ago. It's by Jacob Riis and goes, "When nothing seems to help, I go and look at a stonecutter hammering away at his rock, perhaps 100 times, without as much as a crack showing in it. Yet at the 101st blow, it will split in two. And I know it was not that blow that did it, but all that had gone before." That quote is being read in the Steph Curry commercial as he practices shooting the ball alone, over and over in a darkened gymnasium, far away from an actual game. At the end of the commercial, we see him making a game-winning three-pointer. I asked my son sitting next to me, "Do you get what that quote means?" He said, "Yeah, you have to practice if you're ever going to be good at something." Well, he wasn't totally wrong. But I told him that he might be missing the bigger point of that quote. In sports or business or life in general, we don't always see the immediate results we'd like to see. Even when we work hard, there are times in which we see no concrete evidence that we're making progress. It's easy to become discouraged and stop giving full effort. But you never know if that next shot or swing or pitch or proposal or the next person you help in the aisles of a grocery store will be the one that breaks through for you. Your successful days are more often than not the result of the days in which things didn't go your way, and you chose to keep giving your full effort anyway. In sports, or business, or life in general, those who reach their full potential are those who put in the work each day, even when success is elusive. It's not easy, but it's not very complicated either. There are a few things in the in-store banking marketing arsenal as important or impactful as our face-to-face conversations with store customers. Every bank in the world can advertise to customers how committed they are to being the most convenient bank for them. But only one institution, and only one branch, yours, can personally show that to the thousands of customers in your store this week, face-to-face, in the aisles, and elsewhere around your store. No other financial institution can make this simple statement. We're so committed to being the best bank or credit union for you, we put a branch right here in your grocery store for your convenience. In a financial services world in which everyone can promise everything to everybody, nobody else can offer that incredible differentiator to your store customers. Your institution's commitment to their convenience is more than words, and you and your branch are evidence of that. That's a powerful message, but it may need to be delivered a few times, or more than a few times, to be heard. Each conversation, or smile and handshake, or flyer, or PA announcement, or other marketing message puts you a little closer to breaking through, so to speak, with customers. Maybe that point is a few weeks or months away, but maybe it's a few minutes away. We only find out when we keep our efforts up. Lots of people are eager to learn and copy top producers' best practices and tricks of the trade. In the end, however, it's usually their work ethic and belief in what they're doing that are top producers' true keys to success. Strive to make them yours as well. Until next time, FSI member institutions, I'm Dave Martin. Have a great day. All right, take us out.
The Advantage Podcast with Dave Martin is a copywritten work of Financial Supermarkets Incorporated. Any unauthorized reproduction, distribution, or use is strictly prohibited.